This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zor, and I'm joined by Kimball Packard, and we're talking about the Chicorua Community Association's fourth annual Light the Night Bonfire. It's happening Sunday the 10th. That's this coming Sunday, 4 p.m. at the Farm Stand. And they're going to have lots of festivities with this. For more information anytime, go to TamworthUSA.com. That's TamworthUSA.com. Kimball, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tony.
So it all gets kicked off 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the farm stand with hot drinks.
Hot drinks. We've got hot beverages. We've got hot cider, hot coffee. What else are we going to have? Hot chocolate. We have to have hot chocolate.
You got to have hot chocolate.
And there'll be some supplements to those hot beverages for the adults who would like something like that. And that starts at the farm stand. We would encourage you to park over at the park. And we have room for some cars at the farm stand. It seems there's a lot of snow and parking spaces have dwindled a little. But at 4 o'clock, we have beverages and a little open house, and there will be cookies as well, I'm told. Nisa's going to be baking cookies. And then at 5 o'clock, we walk over to the dam at the Chicorua Dam and Park, where we have dead Christmas trees that were donated and pallets, and we'll have a nice big bonfire that'll be lit at 5 p.m., And this is our fourth year doing it. It's been a really great community event. We've had a great turnout. We had a lot of families there last year. It was really fun. And then at 6 o'clock, we walk up the hill to Runnels Hall for a potluck dinner. If you'd like to bring something for that, you're certainly welcome to. We will have lots of food, though. And donations for any part of this are welcome, and they all go to the preservation of the dam and the park. It's a pretty unique centerpiece for Chicorua Village, actually. It's the last A-frame timber dam in the state. And it's been restored. It's really an amazing thing. The Peter Smart and Judith Reardon have done an incredible job with the park. Last March, a lot of people know the Flanagan House finally came down. They just could not find a buyer for it. And over the next 3 months, they created a beautiful park on the other side of the river. So now the whole area is just really nicely done, landscaped. They took all the granite from the Flanagan House and incorporated it into the landscaping, and it really looks great. So, you know, we want to keep that centerpiece looking great and everything. There are a lot of volunteers who help out through the year, trimming bushes and everything else, and but there are, you know, occasionally repairs that have to be made that cost real money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think anybody who drives through Chicorua and the Tamworth area can really admire just that pretty view that you have from the street as you're driving by that specific park. So it always catches my eye, I know. So this is happening Sunday, February 10th, 4 p.m. at the farm stand is the start with hot drinks, various hot beverages, and cookies. And then the bonfire is going to be happening at the Dam and Park. And then there's also going to be a potluck dinner afterwards.
Yeah, that's been really popular. And that is a BYOB, too, if you'd care to have an adult beverage there. We have always a great selection of food. And as I said, last year we had a lot of families there. We had about 80, 90 people, I think, last year. It was really great.
And there's also donations to benefit the Chicorua Dam and Park.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll pass a hat. There's a, and you know, if you're just driving by and you want to check out the dam, and there is a tube there that you can drop some money in if you feel so inclined. But we will pass a hat at the potluck dinner as well.
And that's no pressure. It's not
none
a fee to get in.
Nope.
It's completely free to attend.
Yep.
And then those are just donations to help out with the cause. Because, I mean, if we're going to have events like this, you obviously have to have some sort of upkeep, and that's where the donations come in.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we will have, you know, don't feel obligated to bring food either. We'd love it if you do, but we'll have lots of stuff.
And for more information anytime, you can go to TamworthUSA.com. That's TamworthUSA.com. Kimball, what got you involved with this project?
Well, we it was really funny. When we moved to Tamworth, when we bought the farm stand, we pulled into town with a full van of things. We didn't even unpack. We went straight to the Runnels, to the library for our first meeting with the Chocorro Community Association. And the former owners, the Darren Force, had recommended that we become a part of that. And it just sort of grew from there. I mean, it's really the sense of community in Tamworth in general, and then Chocorro has its own thing going on. It's just amazing. And with that beautiful setting right across the street from our place, you know, we want to see that utilized and kept up as well.
Sounds like as soon as you hit the ground, you started setting those roots in right away.
We sure did. Yeah. And we're welcomed by everybody as well. I mean, it's been really a great back and forth with the community and with what we're doing with our business. And it's really been fun being here.
Well, it's the Chocorro Community Association's fourth annual Light the Night Bonfire. It's happening this coming Sunday, 4 p.m. at the farm stand with hot drinks, hot beverages, cookies. And there's going to be the bonfire afterwards at 5 and the potluck dinner after that. And donations will benefit the Chocorro Dam and Park. This is happening at the farm stand, as mentioned. But the bonfire is happening at the Dam and Park, which is just a walk away.
Right across the street.
Right across the street. For more information, go to TamworthUSA.com. That's TamworthUSA.com. Kimball, any final thoughts before we go?
No, thanks for having me. And hope you can make it by.
It's the Chocorro Community Association's fourth annual Light the Night Bonfire, Sunday, February 10th, 4 p.m. at the farm stand. This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.